This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for tuning your radios right where they are. Might be 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains from Bismarck, Man, Dan. Might be AM 1100, the flag. We're proud of the flag here. We fly it every day. Not sure why it's not prevalent at the Democratic National Convention. A lot of folks texting about that, but the flag, if you're listening there, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. God bless you. Glad to have you. The flag west is AM 1090 KTGO from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. And of course, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, right there on the western edge. Love your calls, questions, and comments. Couple of ways to do that. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Always welcoming your calls at 800-228-0550. We have the 24-7 line. A lot of times folks will call and leave questions even the night before. We have the talk radio town hall, for instance, with Congressman Kramer every Wednesday in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to get going with that here shortly. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Extension 1, you can leave a message. 2, to chat with us live while we're on the air. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. The fellow that said I was the most hateful broadcaster ever about an hour ago, we did invite to come on the program and vent a little and just explain where I'd been hateful, and so far no response. Still trying. It's easy to fire off a text, isn't it, and just say something nasty about someone, and not so easy to have a little conversation with them. It's not good. Not good. Something Donald Trump knows. Not good. Not good. Anyway, not trying to do my Donald Trump impression. Just a Scott Hennett impression here. Did I give you the text number? 701-226-8503. The email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right. Let's see here. Congressman Kramer is going to join us. Did you say he's ready to roll? Oh, okay, great. So Congressman Kramer is here. I was stalling a little, thinking that I was giving Kevin some more time. Before we do chat with Kevin, I do need to tell you this hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at ouroldnumber.com. Are you like me? You like your home telephone number? You don't want to lose that number? You want to always remain your number? You want that number and directory assistance, but you're really using your cell phone 99% of the time, right? Hardly ever use the landline anymore. Some folks say, well, the only people that call it is telemarketers. Well, if I got a solution for you, ouroldnumber.com makes your home telephone number as mobile as you are. And it costs a lot less than the landline, so, you have less expenses, too. And most of the telemarketing calls are blocked. It is very easy to order and set up. Anybody can do it. There's helplines available if you want it or need it. No equipment to install. No internet connection needed. It's pretty cool, actually. And callers to the home number can reach any member, up to 9 members of your household, at the office, if you're traveling, at college, on vacation, at the cabin, anywhere. And here's my favorite part. No long contract, no onerous commitments. Month-to-month service, you can cancel anytime. No risk, no contracts, and the number is yours forever. You can move it anywhere you want. Is that great or what? Ouroldnumber.com has all the details. Check this out, ouroldnumber.com. It's like $9.99 a month. Average cost of a landline is like $30-plus bucks, so it's a great deal. Ouroldnumber.com. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here, ladies and gentlemen, of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I think I have good news to bring you today. And if you did you watch Bill Clinton last night?
I I was afraid you were going to ask me that. No, I did not.
Okay,
I
mean, good. Good. I'm glad you didn't.
Okay.
I'm glad you didn't. First of all, here's Bill Clinton's very, very long speech last night in 30 seconds. I love Hillary. I love Hillary. I love Hillary. I love Hillary. I had a great love story with Hillary. It took me forever to get this woman to marry me. And after I did, I learned so much from her. That was the first 40 minutes. And the next 20 is that if you want change, you want Hillary. Okay? And I reread the transcript today, and I said, you know what? Donald Trump's going to win. I thought Donald Trump's going to win for a long time. But now, when Bill Clinton knows Donald Trump's going to win, we are planning the inaugural. I'm telling you what, you're as good as the next energy secretary, because here is what Bill Clinton said last night that leads me to believe he thinks Donald Trump's going to win. Roll that.
She did all this while being a full-time worker, a mother, and enjoying our life. Why? Well, she's insatiably curious, she's a natural leader, she's a good organizer, and she's the best darn change maker I ever met in my entire life.
Listen to this now. Listen to what he
says. This is a really important point.
Exactly. He wants you to listen.
This is a really important point for you to take out of this convention.
Said it twice.
If you believe in making change from the bottom up, if you believe the measure of change is how many people's lives are better, you know it's hard and some people think it's boring. Speeches like this are fun.
He goes on to mention change 18 times. I think they realize, in all seriousness, Congressman Cramer, that she is the candidate of the status quo. She is, representative of Barack Obama's last 8 years and her husband's time. And the sort of mood in the country is, I'm tired of quote-unquote politicians. I want fresh, new change. Trump owns change. She owns status quo. He's like almost desperately trying to make that point, which I think is impossible to make. So Donald Trump wins. That's my analysis. Now I want yours.
Well, this is the most I've heard of this speech, because when I got home from Grand Forks yesterday, a very long day, Abel and I played basketball instead of watching the convention. I think pushing her as the change agent is a pretty steep hill. Now, you know, they've no doubt surveyed and they've polled and they sort of know where their strengths are and their weaknesses are. But I will tell you this, what's interesting to me is that they're going after her weakness. And generally, that's not what you do if you're going to be successful. As I like to call it, hunting where the ducks are. In other words, normally you would look for where are we weak, where we're supposed to be strong. You know, among our base, among traditional Democrats, battleground states in certain demographic and geographic areas. And generally what you do is you try to get more votes where you're strong. But trying to convince people who know better that she's the change agent, that's a tough sell, I think. Although, you gotta give him credit, Bill Clinton's the best salesman in the world, so, I can see why they're trying it, but it is a peculiar, I think, message.
And to me, it screams they know where their weakness is, and you don't change it. Like you say, how do you, Bill Clinton running around saying, no, we're the ones for change. My gosh, the Clintons. I mean, we've been dealing with the Clintons since the 90s. And to suggest that they're the agents of change, I think she said something other really. She said he said something really peculiar. He said, "If you spend any time with this woman, I mean every meal, every conversation, you know she's not satisfied with the status quo." I think that what that back channel to me is, you know, she may say she likes Barack Obama, but she doesn't, right? So it's the dual personality thing there too. So I think they got a hard time there. Tell me a little bit about, and then we'll take some of your calls, folks. Jeff in Bismarck, Richard in Fargo. Jim in Jamestown, first up. I got about a minute and a half before the break. I want to know about your day yesterday and about what's going on in Grand Forks with these remotely piloted aircraft and yet another facility assisting that.
Well, yeah, yesterday was the ribbon cutting for the Robin Hall, which is named after Cy and Mary Robin, who are the large contributors, very successful people in the aviation business out in California. And it's the newest, and it is spectacular, Scott, just for anybody that's in the Grand Forks area. Go see the building. It's a five-story building that's part of the aerospace school, the John Odegaard Aerospace School. It's a UAS aerospace research facility is what they're calling it. So most of the emphasis in the building will be to enhance and grow the UAS program because there's such high demand for it. As you know, the University of North Dakota had the very first UAS degree program. And not surprising, by the way, they've been at the front edge of many aviation projects largely due to the vision of John Odegaard and those that have built on it since, Bruce Smith and now Paul Lindseth, the Neustein. They've just done a tremendous job. So it's really cool. It was a really big day yesterday. It's very promising for research and development. And by the way, what a great place to do this, because you know UAS, the unmanned aircraft, and integrating them into the national airspace safely, that's a big task. It's safety is the highest calling, but so are ethics. And the North Dakota facility there, the test site, we were the first place to put in an ethics committee on how you deal with unmanned aircraft and remotely piloted craft. And so North Dakota is the perfect place to do it. Grand Forks is the perfect place to do it. And it's just a great celebration as we watch this industry grow.
It is going to be something, and we're blessed to be in the middle of it right here in North Dakota without question. Your calls, questions, and comments. We'll start with Jeff in Bismarck, who does have a question on drones. When we come back, and others welcome, 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Buckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you. At North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buckland Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at BucklandValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for $0.99. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Stuff I have to deal with. I'm trying to do a radio talk show here, talk with a member of Congress, juggle phone calls, emails, and texts. And I got a 13-year-old says, if Hannah's not doing her chores, I'm not doing mine. Can you believe what I have to put up with here? And then a text my wife saying, you're dealing with her today. I see. You don't ever have those problems at home, do you, Kevin?
Almost never, yeah.
No, yeah. I should just turn the thing over and not even look at it until, you know. tell well after the program. But anyway,
well, you're the best multitasker I know that's a male, so mothers are much better prepared for this.
Mothers are much better prepared. Oh, my gosh. Donald Trump has just been asked why his message is resonating. He's doing a marathon press conference here, and I want to play this for Congressman Cramer, and then we'll get to your calls here and talk a little bit about this. Here's the answer to that question that he just gave a second.
My message is resonating because they have confidence in me at the border. They don't want people pouring into our country. Likewise, they have confidence with me on ISIS, not only in terms of getting rid of them, but also in terms of keeping them out of our country, because I will not have people come into our country who want to do damage to our people. I think they have a lot of confidence in terms of my bringing back jobs, because I see Carrier and I see Ford and I see all of these companies leaving and going to Mexico like there's nothing to it. And then they make their product, they sell it back to the United States, no tax, no nothing. We get nothing except unemployment. And I think people see that. I can tell you, I mean, I'm like a pollster myself. When I'm in front of these massive audiences, one of the things that gets constantly, you people know because you're there, the biggest applause is a repeal and replacement of Obamacare, because Obamacare is a disaster. In Texas, going through Blue Cross Blue Shield, they just announced a 60% increase. On November 1st, you're going to have new numbers come out for Obamacare having to do with increases. President Obama is trying to get it moved to December.
Oh, my gosh. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Can they do that? Wow.
Well, who knows? But I think the gig's sort of up on the, you know, the notion that Obamacare is making health care premiums more affordable. And this year's increases are pretty dramatic. And as he said, Texas and several other states have already, you know, put out messages to their ratepayers to prepare them for very, very large rate increases. So he's right on that. And I think, by the way, just to his point, why his message is resonating, I think he's nailed it. The border issue, while it's interestingly not really a top-tier issue right now for a lot of people, it's still sort of a traditional issue that demonstrates that he's willing to tackle tough things. And then sort of adding on to that, his nationalism versus globalism message in general. Now, there are certain things where maybe some people think he goes too far and some people might think he's crazy, but all in all, I think Americans largely appreciate that he's taking a look at everything from trade deals to, you know, taxes and inversion and those kinds of issues and saying, hey, how can we keep more of these companies and these jobs in the United States? Why are we punishing exports and then allowing imports at no cost? And so he's on to what people care about. And I think his answer was right on.
All right. Our previous caller that wanted to ask about drones got the answer from your earlier answer. So we're going to go to Richard in Fargo next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Cramer at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Hi, Congressman. 2 weeks ago, you had a veteran on that was having problems getting a federal employee to receive information when his daughter all of a sudden put him in a higher bracket than the federal government had. Mm-hmm. And I'm a veteran. I've never signed up with the VA because I've been very fortunate. I spent 35 years in industry. And so I subscribe to the military magazine. And every a month ago, in the American Legion magazine, they had an article on an Alaskan veteran that had to move from Alaska because under the CHOICE program, which was only available in Alaska, they wouldn't approve a necessary procedure in order to maintain his eyesight.
Yeah.
And the individual up there had contacted five different federal groups and couldn't get an answer. And her statement was that if they'd been employees in the private sector, they would have been terminated. Mm-hmm. Here we have Susan Rice that gets by with this, Loretta Lynch. Mm-hmm. Nobody is taken to task and held accountable for the things that they've done. And I don't know whether it is a union that's doing that and which it is. Maybe they should take a page from Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, or what it is. And the other interesting thing is that the FBI agent in Baton Rouge, during his speech, said that he wanted to recite a portion of Pledge of Allegiance. He said, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And he left out God, and I thought it was a mistake. And then in the last American Legion magazine, there was an article in there to have the Air Force assault me and drag me out of a retirement ceremony simply because my speech included the word God. It's something I never expected from our military. Well, they finally eased up on that because it was retirement. But something has to be done in terms of accountability.
So, yeah, very good points, Richard. With regard to VA choice and the specific issue in the magazine in Alaska, we know that's been a problem with the choice program. They've found more ways to avoid giving veterans choice than helping them in many cases. And in North Dakota, we have a much better VA, of course, in a hospital, at least in Fargo. However, I will tell you that one of the big problems is that there's a third party, a vendor, that does the that handles the choice program, and the default, and you this is very clear in the example you pointed out, the default always is we need approval, and then they go to multiple entities to try to get approval for something. Well, the default ought to be you help the veteran wherever they are, and so we've introduced lots of bills. I'm on lots of bills. In fact, I dropped one specifically for critical access hospitals to make the choice automatic. In other words, you go into your local hospital, your clinic, you're a veteran, you get taken care of, and you charge through Medicare. Medicare then charges the VA because they're very used to dealing with Medicare. It's gotten way too complicated. You also referenced, however, the accountability thing. We passed in the House, of course, the VA Accountability Act last year, I think it was, and it actually became law eventually, that provides more opportunity for the administrator to fire people, and especially mid-management and higher. And I think they fired like three. In fact, the one, you remember the manager of the hospital in Phoenix that sort of outed this whole disaster, she's now appealing her firing, if you can believe it. She's allowed, yes, because of the union, to appeal her firing. And there used to be a day when you got caught stealing and killing people that you just hid under a rock and hoped, you know, no one would find you again. Now they're so bold, they get lawyers and they go sue the VA. Yes, there is a union involved, and I've heard horror stories, again, not in North Dakota, but from some of my colleagues in other places, where they, as a member of Congress, when they go to visit a VA facility, are not allowed to talk to anybody without a union representative next to them.
Hang on, we'll finish this on the other side of the break with Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Secure when women and girls have the opportunity to lead with their heads high and their strides strong.
Amy Klobuchar.
That leader is Hillary Clinton.
Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, who was
Iran?
Screaming.
Is she talking about Iran or some of the other Middle Eastern countries that her and Hillary and other Democrats so strongly support?
No,
women.
There's selective things brought up. I didn't hear anything about ISIS has not been brought up in 2 nights.
You couldn't hardly talk about women's rights and ISIS in the same convention, could you?
I guess not. I don't know why.
Their position.
Yeah, no kidding. And plus, no flags. I mean, that's been a lot of people brought that up last 2 days. I didn't notice. I have to say I didn't notice, but enough people said it. I started looking and say, where are they? One of our listeners texted no flags at the DNC due to a fire hazard. They're known to light them on fire. So I.
Well, that's true. That's a good. I suppose. I don't know.
That might be it. Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm not sure. Mark Levin reported yesterday, according to another texter, there was no U.S. flags there, but there was an old Russian communist flag on the floor, and a Palestinian flag. I don't know if some delegate brought them in or what, but yeah, where's the U.S. flags? I don't know. It's very bizarre. Just to finish on the, and I know you got cut off from the last caller. God out of the military was another point of his. Do you agree that there is some sort of a concentrated effort on that, or is that
it's certainly a trend. I know we've even had problems with Christian chaplains, as you know, and we've been able, and I say we, Congress has been able to push against that and hold some of it off, but the point is we shouldn't have to. Christian chaplains are Christian, they're chaplains because they're Christian, you know, that's the point. And you know, the military under Barack Obama has largely become a social experiment, as you know. He's guided them to about nothing. And, you know, the current Secretary of Defense, he holds news conferences to talk about, you know, transgender bathrooms and whatnot. But while ISIS runs around slitting the wrists of priests, I mean, it is a little bit hard to gauge their concern about the important things. But and this raises another issue, and since Donald Trump's doing his news conference right now, for people of faith, you can question Donald Trump's faith. A lot of people do. But one thing you can't question is his commitment to religious liberty. And as people of faith, of all faiths, we ought to be very, very concerned about losing religious liberty in our institutions, including the military, as well as in our businesses and our homes.
All right, let's see who's next here. Jim in Jamestown, Congressman Kevin Cramer is all yours on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Thank you for taking my call, Congressman. I appreciate your availability. See, I want to piggyback, and you just mentioned some of it, too. A couple of weeks ago when the Secretary of Defense announced with the transgender in the military, we're a pretty military family. My wife and I were both in the Marine Corps. We had three sons in the Marine Corps.
Wow, thank you for that.
Two went to Iraq. And I just look at how this administration has eviscerated the military. And I'm not for wasteful spending or anything like that, but I haven't heard anyone mention. Here, you just had a call on the veterans not being able to get the help that they earned and deserve and that we've promised.
Right.
And we're going to spend money. Someone can join the military, and we're going to do sensitivity training for people in the military about people with transgender proclivities. And then we're going to pay for their operations when we're not even going to take care of our veterans at hand. Has anyone in Congress or the Senate, our military is run by the country through our representatives.
Right.
And that's the way it should be. Is anyone pushing back on this issue? Because it's got me absolutely livid.
Sure. So, yeah, thank you. And thanks for your service and your family service, Tim. Yes, we have written letters. I've signed letters. I've co-sponsored legislation to push back against all of these things. Exactly what you're talking about in terms of these social experiments. But here's the bigger thing that everybody should keep in mind. The U.S. House of Representatives this year, like many other years, we have passed a defense appropriations bill that prohibits some of this stuff. We've passed defense authorization bill that prohibits some of this stuff. We've passed a military construction and a VA appropriations bills. And Senate Democrats have filibustered every one of them. The ones even that they've tried to pass, where their committees have passed them, they filibuster them all. And I just state that. I want to state it again. Senate Democrats filibuster all of these bills. Because part of why they filibuster them is because they want more money for their favorite abortion provider. They don't like these policy changes. They're not even policy changes. They're standing up for traditional policies in many cases. And that's their whole political agenda. So what happens then is that, Harry Reid says, okay, all Democrats, you can't vote for this. You got to vote to kill it so we don't get that crazy House language in. And then we'll negotiate on a big omnibus or continuing resolution at the end of the year, and we'll force Republicans to have to support some of this stuff, or we'll threaten to close down, to shut down the government. And then if we shut down the government, of course, nobody gets their benefits. So that's how they play, Tim. But this is why, again, the elections are so important, and this one coming up is really, really important, because we need to put some real prescription to a lot of these things. But yes, there's a lot of pushback. Some of it's successful, much of it is not. It's why the presidency is so important.
The Department of Defense decision to allow transgenders to receive their surgeries while serving on active duty, is that accurate? Is that happening?
Well,
about that too, saying someone called your office to ask if there's anything being done about it.
Yeah. Well, again, what can be done about it is we put these restrictions that no money, and this is how it's not exactly worded, but this is how we worded in appropriations bills. None of this appropriation shall be spent to perform, sex change operations or certain things like that. We can be very prescriptive. The problem with that is even if we succeed in getting that language in the final passage of the appropriations bills, what happens is that it's good for 1 year, and you have to do it year after year after year, until such time as we would pass a law, a permanent law prohibiting it. Of course, even that can be changed again with a new Congress, but it's a lot harder to change something, of course, because the 60-vote margin in the Senate and the veto of the president is so powerful. So it's a lot harder to change something once you get it into law, and that's why when I say prescriptive to Tim, too many of the authorizing legislation, too much of the authorizing legislation we pass in Congress is not prescriptive enough. It's fairly broad. It allows for a lot of nuisance within an agency. And this is why things like the Clean Power Plan, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, transportation authorization, farm bills, their authorization, transportation bills, all of FAA, all this stuff has to be more prescriptive, because the less prescriptive it is, the more authority and influence the agencies have, and that's what's gotten us to where we are in this country with such a mess.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks.
A lot of calls waiting. I do want to get a question from last hour that came in that I have on the list here before we run out of time, and that is wind subsidies. And I specifically was talking about, hey, we got a coal plant announcing they're closing, and you have all kinds of power on the grid that is wind-generated with a taxpayer subsidy. And a caller called to say, you act like there's some big truckloads of cash coming to, to make wind farms happen from the federal government. That doesn't happen. I said, well, to me, a tax credit is the same thing as cash, because it's less cash into the treasury. Is there a subsidy? How big is the subsidy? Who gets them? Tell me what I need to know.
So what you're talking about here is the production tax credit. It's been in place now for quite a long time. It's been reauthorized for 5-year stints for a while. For many times, it's 1-year stints because it's been so hotly debated. It was originally, the production tax credit is a kilowatt hour subsidy. So I think currently it might be 2.3 cents, although the last bill we passed phases it out over the next 3-4 years to down to zero. But there is an alternative, and most companies will take this alternative. In other words, you get 2 cents a kilowatt hour. You have to produce the electricity to get the subsidy. And as a result of that, oftentimes in the market, when electricity is low price in the market, wind companies will actually sell the wind, the electricity to a utility for a penny so they can get the two from the taxpayers. Now, tell me if that makes any sense. And we dealt with this a lot when I was on the Public Service Commission. But a lot of them have, because of a law passed, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so ago, they have the alternative, either take the production tax credit for 10 years, and that's generally how long you get the credits for 10 years, or 30% of the capital cost of building the facility. So in other words, taxpayers pay, and most of them will take this because money up front, there's nothing quite like a bird in hand. 30% of the cost of a wind farm can get paid directly by the taxpayers. So, yes, there are boatloads of cash going to wind companies for this emerging technology, which is not so emerging anymore. But, yeah, that creates a tremendous, obviously, market advantage against coal or other forms of other fuels.
We have another caller that said if the government didn't subsidize it, there wouldn't be wind farms being built.
I think that's quite obvious. Oh, yeah. When, in fact, when I was on the Public Service Commission, we were siting wind farms. Many companies would come to us with a site plan, but they'd hold off filing until they knew if the production tax credit was going to be reauthorized, because without it, it would never work.
Got it. All right. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Ken Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, I have a question. There was a mailer that was sent out to all of us here in the state of North Dakota, and it was about having the coffee with Kramer in all these little small towns in the United States, and about $60,000 was spent on it at taxpayer expense. For being a fiscal conservative, as you say, why were you sending this out when it looked like something that was borderline propaganda?
Well, I guess I'm looking at the mail, and I don't see any propaganda on it. It's just an invitation to my constituents to where I'm going to be over the course of the month of August. We have 8 town halls spread out throughout the state. You may not know, but I was recently recognized again by Legistorm as having had the most town halls of any member of Congress since I took office. And in fact, the next closest member, Scott, I don't remember if it's a House member or a senator, but the next closest one has had 122 fewer than me. But anyway, so these mailings, I have a very strict policy on my mail. One is that my picture's not on it. Two is that I only spend mail money, and by the way, mail money, it's often referred to as a franking privilege. It's called franking because your signature is what substitutes for the stamp, but you still pay the exact same price, right, as a stamp. Well, anyway, so I always use it to invite people to where I'm going to be so they can come and talk to me rather than tell them what I've been doing. And secondly, to respond to constituents. So last year we sent out 42,000 letters to constituents who wrote to me.
My hope is that it would bring more people to meet their member of Congress. I think that's a good thing. Ken, appreciate the call. More coming up.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted frequently for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are usually first found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliants. The economic threshold for soybean aphid is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants in the field. Scout fields from late vegetative to the late R5 growth stage, and don't forget to keep spider mites in mind when scouting. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a take mix application of glyphosate and an insecticide if soybean aphids are not at economic thresholds. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi there, it's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Texter says, we just found out our Sanford health plan at work is going up 13%, deductible going up 50%, so much for affordable health care. The story you hear over and over and over again, and as you heard Donald Trump earlier in that press conference say, the loudest applause line at the convention. That press conference just ended, by the way. We'll pull out some highlights from that tomorrow, too, as we continue to also cover the Democratic National Convention. Coverage from there, brought to you by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. We had coverage with Congressman Kramer and Gary Emanuel from the Republican National Convention of Cleveland, and bringing you coverage as well from Philadelphia, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, fine sponsor of this program. All right. So, Congressman Kramer, I know we've talked about a lot of issues today and a few more that we hopefully can tackle by the end of the program, but I think there's an issue that really needs some congressional intervention, and I have a surprise guest here on the program to help me help you understand the importance of the of this situation. Folks might have not have followed this, but early yesterday morning, West Acres Mall in Fargo, at the Roger Maris Museum, there was a break-in. And the person knew what they were doing, broke in, you know, took a blunt instrument, broke through a main door, then went up to the museum glass, broke that, and stole the S. Ray Hickok Award. It was bestowed upon Roger Maris in 1961. And it was an award given to the top pro athlete in the United States from 1950 to 1976 and revived again in 2012. And Maris won it in 61. Guess who won it in 1962? Kevin, do you know?
Well, it's got to be Maury Wills.
And the one and only Maury Wills is on our newsmaker line as we speak right now. Maury, how the heck are you?
Fine. I'm doing great, Scott.
Good to hear your voice. And your favorite member of Congress is here, too. What do you think of that?
Yes, how are you, sir?
That's Kevin.
Congressman.
Hi, Maury. Yeah, how are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
I'm
thank
just
you.
Well, thank you. Very well, thank you.
So something's amiss here. I mean, yours was displayed at a Las Vegas club, stolen in 1981, and that story's been revived because the belt having been stolen this week at the Maris Museum. Maury, what do you make of this?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that Roger has lost his belt. Some money. Stole it. I'm surprised that something like that would happen in Fargo. I've been going to Fargo with the Redhawks for a number of years now, a long time. And I've always preached the gospel of how nice an area it is, how nice everyone is, and how great life is there, and now a belt and stolen. That's surprising.
I don't know, and I just, Kevin, I'm having a hard time believing this is just coincidence, right? I mean, 4.5-carat diamond, 18-carat gold buckle, and you know, they place its value somewhere around, you know, $150,000 if you just actually are looking at the jewels or the gold or whatever, but obviously it's priceless to have an award like this. And did they ever find anything out, Maury, on any clues on the Las Vegas thing, or just a dead end?
No clues. The only clue is that whoever got it, I took about 3 to 4 days methodically working on it because it was the belt was in a an encasing which was had about 5 or 6 screws which were about 3 to 4 inches long glued into the wall, and so a little at a time they loosened it and then made the final move and got it.
I think we need a congressional inquiry here, Kevin. Get the bottom of this. Something.
Well, I'm going to trust the Fargo's men in blue, the Fargo's finest, to crack this one. But you know, Maury raises an interesting point though about how nice the people are. Maybe somebody's taken advantage of our niceness in Fargo, and somebody from somewhere else came in and thought, well, those people are unsuspecting. They don't even lock their car doors. You know, so maybe we can steal this belt and run.
Yeah,
that's true. They don't lock the car doors, and when I come back to California or Arizona, I brag about the fact that we pump our gas first in Fargo, and then we go in and pay for it. I heard of.
I love that.
So the bigger question is, what the heck are you still doing in Arizona, Maury? Come on out and just live here full time.
I thought about it. If I didn't have to go through the winter time, I would.
That keeps a lot of people away, Maury.
Yes.
Our hearts would keep you warm, though, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so
right.
are we gonna see you before the end of the Red Hawk season?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. And then my second most important question, who's going to win the World Series?
Whoever's in it. Who's going to be in the World Series?
Well, and that's what I'm asking. You know,
you asked me who's going to win it. Okay, I would think the Dodgers would like me to say the Dodgers.
Oh, I knew that was coming. He's a homer. But
yes, that's right. Yeah. Once a Dodger, always a Dodger. That's one of our mottos.
I went to a Dodgers game with Maury Wills once, spring training game down in Arizona, and it's like going to a rock concert with Elvis.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You're flattering me.
Well, it's true.
Maury, we love you, and I hope we find Roger's belt and yours, okay?
Yeah, I don't think you'll find mine, but I hope you find Roger's. You know, I have finally gotten over mine. It's been a long time, and now it has that feeling of losing it has resurfaced.
Well, exactly. It brings it all back. Absolutely. Yeah. The legendary Maury Wills. What a way to end. Congressman Kramer's weekly talk radio town hall. Thanks, Cap. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, Maury.
You bet, Congressman. Thank you.
God bless you, Maury. Good to talk to you. Take care. See you tomorrow, Frank. God bless you. Bye-bye. How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.